Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to D-Link second quarter 2014 earnings release presentation. This is Ellen Yeung, Director of Investor Relations. Before I begin my presentation, I would like to highlight that other than the net income figure, which has been audited by our auditor, all the other figures are based on management reports, which in turn were compiled in accordance to Taiwan GAAP standard. After the financial review, I'll provide sales overview by regions and by products breakdown, and closing with third quarter guidance. Now, if you will please turn to page two for our second quarter income statement. During the second quarter of 2014, D-Link registered total revenue of NT dollar 7.1 billion, which was at the same level as in prior quarter and slightly lower a year-ago quarter. Retail sales this quarter was in line with the seasonal pattern, and project pull-in was up in the North America region for our flagship 11ac cloud routers. I'll go into more detail on the respective regions and products performance in later slides. Let's move down to the gross margin. Excluding inventory valuation gain and loss, gross margin was 28.3%, up from 27.2% sequentially, reflecting a favorable FX movement benefiting our cost of sales. The margin gain was offset by the provisional inventory hit of 34 million, which lowered the gross margin to 27.8%, down from 28.2% as compared to sequential quarter, which included a 70 million inventory provision write-back gain. Overall, we saw a pickup in ISP product deployment in the developed countries. On the other hand, emerging countries continued to be affected by channel stocking policy, constrained CapEx budget, and intensifying competition in the consumer networking devices. We'll face our challenges by focusing on the growth markets such as 11ac routers, business switches, and continue to expand the connected home products family, supported by our unified MyD-Link service platform that offers plug-and-play and seamless mobile experience. ISP business, especially in IADs and LTE gateways, are expected to be a key addressable market for us in the coming quarters. Riding on improving economic outlook in the U.S. and European market and a new wave of new products introduction, we envision sales pattern will track higher in the second half year. Non-operating income reported this period was NT dollar 87 million as compared to NT dollar 44 million, and I'll go over the detail of the non-operating income and loss in the following slide. Consolidated net income after tax and minority interest was NT dollar 63 million as compared to NT dollar 81 million in the first quarter this year. EPS was NT dollar 0.11 per share based on weighted average capital of NT dollar 6.088 billion. Please move to page three for the quarter-over-quarter comparison of the non-operating income. Non-operating income reported for the second quarter was NT dollar 87 million as compared to NT dollar 44 million sequentially, mainly due to higher investment income reported from investee company and FX gain of NT dollar 56 million. For the summary of the first half 2014 performance and year-over-year comparison, please turn to page four. For the first half of 2014, D-Link posted revenue of NT dollar 14.3 billion and slightly down 0.6% from first half of 2013. Gross margin, including the effect of inventory provision, was 28%, up from 26.5% without the negative effect from the volatile FX movement and inventory provision loss due to project shipment pushed out in the prior reporting period. Net operating margin in the first half was 0.8% as compared to 0.1% in first half of 2013. Turning on to page five for the balance sheet breakdown. The group continued to maintain prudent liquidity position with cash and short-term investment amounted to NT dollar 3.1 billion. Account receivable was NT dollar 6.4 billion, up by 108 million, and AR turnover days was 77 days as compared to previous quarter, resulting from a slightly higher project-related receivables. Inventory was NT dollar 6.3 billion and up 201 million from sequential quarter as we are preparing for the retail season in the U.S. and European market. Now, please turn to page six for the company's key financial ratios. AR collection cycle was 77 days, and inventory days were 107 days, both slightly higher from prior quarter, resulting from normal business conversion. In terms of liquidity position, the company remains healthy with a current ratio of 1.67 and net debt over equity ratio of 0.89. Return of equity for the second quarter was 2%, same as previous quarter. Now please turn to page 7 for our quarterly revenue by region. In terms of geographic breakdown, emerging in APAC tend to be the most important market, accounting for 61% of our group's revenue, followed by Europe, 21%, and North America, 18%. For the North America region, second quarter 2014 sales were up 35% on quarter-over-quarter basis as we continued to gain market presence in my dealing camera and 11AC routers. Telco projects pull-in was up significantly as ISP are upgrading the CPE devices to support triple play and other value-added services. With the launch of the HD, PDC, and BabyCam IP cameras and connected home products, we are optimistic that the retail sales should pick up in the second half year for both the US and Europe. Emerging and Asia-Pacific markets were down by 5.5% quarter-over-quarter and down 2% year-over-year, mostly due to relatively weak economic fundamental caused by the geographical tension, intensifying market competition, and our channel partners adopting conservative stocking strategy. Please move on to page 8, which shows our 2014 second quarter revenue breakdown by product category. Switch and wireless together contributed to 61% of total second quarter revenue, while broadband was at 19.5%, digital home at 11.4%, and others with 8%. During the second quarter in 2014, the higher sales in wireless market is contributed by the stronger project pull-in, as well as an increase in the average selling price of the router products, as we are making product migration to new generation 11AC and LTE devices. With the new products rolled out planned in 11AC smart routers, mobile routers, BabyCam, Giga and smart switches, along with the gradually recovering global economy, we believe the sales ramp up will improve marginally. Now please turn to page 9 for the 2014 third quarter guidance. For the third quarter outlook, the company expects to see revenue gain in the single-digit range and gross margin to remain stable. This completes my presentation for today, and thank you for your attention. Should you have any further questions, please feel free to contact D-Link Investor Relations.